This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The loss of human contact that's come with quarantine and social distancing can either be a mere colossal inconvenience, or it can be truly heartbreaking. Jiang Fan is a staff writer for The New Yorker, and her mother is in an elder care facility which now has a visitor ban to protect the vulnerable population, and that has Jiang quite worried. Jiang, hi, how are you doing?
I am trying to hang in there. It's very strange. In the last 10 years, I don't think I have been away from my mother for longer than a week.
Well, let's begin by your describing your mother's situation. You came here when you were a little girl, when you were eight, with your mom from China.
Yes.
And her health deteriorated when?
She was diagnosed with ALS. The neurodegenerative disease that kind of progressively paralyzes you until it takes away your ability to breathe, and is 100% fatal. She was diagnosed with ALS in 2011, mm-hmm. and she went on a ventilator. I mean, she lost her ability to breathe in 2014, and she's been living at her present facility since 2014. I've been told that we've been living a single life for some time, for better or for worse. I'm not sure it's the healthiest thing, but that's been the case.
What do you mean by a single life?
I think my mother is an immigrant, and so am I, and I understand that she has been living much of her life for me for the past several decades. And when she was diagnosed, I felt not only out of obligation, but just out of the sense that, of course, this is the time for me to be living my life, partly to keep her alive.
How often do you normally see her?
I see her every day. I see her, unless I have been in a different country for a reporting trip, I see her every day. That's why I chose my apartment to be within a 5-minute walk.
When's the last time you were able to see her?
The last time I saw her was last Tuesday. And I hate myself for having skipped Wednesday because I thought that I should start stocking up on supplies and getting ready for what might be coming next. And I thought, well, on Thursday, I'm going to come and I'm going to have, sometimes if in a pretty rare event that I ever skip a day, I make sure I'm there for 4 hours, 5 hours the next day. And on Thursday morning, due to all this anxiety and due to my fears of what precautions might be in place in the hospital, I rushed over in the morning and I was greeted with these two huge cardboard signs.
What did they say?
They said that new rules restricting visitation have been implemented immediately to protect the family. They've been implemented this morning. There were other upset relatives and friends who were also coming to that realization next to me. We were all reading the signs together.
Have you had any communication with her from outside the hospital since it's been impossible to get in?
She spells with her eyes and writes notes that my aide, there's a private health aide that I hire to ensure mother's quality of life. And ALS is such a cruel disease that she would be completely locked in if she didn't have a person tending to her, almost on a minute-to-minute basis. And that aide walked in on Tuesday morning thinking that her shift would end on Friday, and has been imprisoned in there with her. And she's heroic to me because she has agreed to stay in there at least for the next week to care for my mother. But anyway, she's the one who allows me to FaceTime my mother for a few minutes a day. And she's the one who takes dictations from my mother's eyes. So I have an alphabet chart. It has A, B, C, D, F, G. And I will hold that chart up and go through the letters, and she will blink when I get to the right letter. So she uses the chart. She writes down the jumble of letters, and then she uses WeChat to send those messages to me. But I've been discouraging my mom from spelling too much because it's very, very exhausting for the aide.
Can I ask what she said?
She told me to stock up. She told me all the Chinese seaweed and dried mushrooms and canned goods that I should stock up on. And she also told me that if I don't get to see her again, which we both know is a possibility, and a high possibility, that I should try to write something good.
You always do. Are you worried that you won't be able to say goodbye to her in person? This is what you put out on Twitter.
Very much so. You know, David, I always knew that my mother had a fatal illness. As impossible and unbearable it is to me, I knew that I would have to say goodbye to her at some point, and likely some point soon. I never thought that I would not be there to say goodbye to her, that I wouldn't be holding her hand at her bedside when she goes.
Have you been able to send messages back to her? Have you been able to say anything to her?
Over FaceTime. I'll also just leave audio messages for her over WeChat, just assuring her that I am okay on the outside and that I'm doing the best that I can to try to see her as soon as it's safe to do so, but that I am devastatingly useless at this point, because I don't think I've told her that I don't think the entire world knows what is doing and what is coming. Her entire life has been a hospital bed that she hasn't left for years. So when I tell her that the world is coming apart outside her bedroom, I'm not sure if she's fully able to grasp the significance of that, because the world has been so abstract to her for so long.
Do you want her to grasp it?
I go back and forth. I think that when she says, you know, maybe I'll never see you again, I don't know how seriously she herself understands the possibility of that in the coming days. And I don't think that it's fair for me to drive that message home for her, even as I wish I could prepare her in some way for what's coming.
Jiang, thank you so much. And I really do hope you get to see your mom soon. I hope I see you soon, too.
Thanks so much, David.
Jiang Fan is a staff writer for The New Yorker.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, art, politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.